Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of season two. Today I have two very important guests, my very good friends from Kumar University, Omolade Ajayi and Busayo Omoleye. If you're listening, oh my god, by the way, both of them are also two of my craziest friends, so just in case, please help us accommodate their how do you say it, their excesses and their peculiarities. Thank you. So today's topic is a very sensitive topic. It talks about the struggles of a non-immigrant student. And though not everyone might relate, but it's for those who think they are currently struggling or fighting alone, I hope that this episode encourages you that you're not the only one, and if we're doing it, you can do it too.
Yep.
Amen? Yay. So welcome back to episode 3 of season 2. And if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, please go listen to them. The first episode is with Nnamdi Iwuji, who is now at Microsoft. We talked about how he has been able to secure the bag. The second episode is with the Ms. Vinilas. Kudlano is now working at Google, and his wife is now here in the US to stay. Very, very interesting stories. I hope you're able to tune into them. Without much further ado, have you heard they say... Okay, please, let's jump into today's episode. So, Omolade and Busayo, can you introduce yourselves? Who should we start with?
Busayo, please go first.
Guys, no time. Recording airspace. Oh yeah, who is first? Omolade, okay. Omolade,
okay, introduce yourself. Hi guys, my name is Omolade Ajayi. I am a cosmetic engineer.
Okay.
And I just recently graduated from Manhattan College, New York.
Whoop, whoop.
So yeah, I'm located in New York. Yes. And we're recording this podcast in New York. Yes.
Yeah, that's right, in Manhattan College,
Manhattan
guys.
College. Yeah. Yeah. So that's basically who I am. Yeah.
Yeah. And Busayo.
Hey guys. This is Busayo.
Oh my god.
Sorry. I am an environmental engineer.
Yes.
Yes, I graduated from Stevens Institute of Technology in May 2021. Mm-hmm. And I'm living my life hoping to get a job soon. Thank you.
Oh my god, yes. And like I said earlier, the struggles of non-immigrant students. So I don't want this topic to really look like it's so like... scary, or is about, like, when I invited both of them, they were like, why did the ones I chose for the struggles of non-immigrant student? But it's because, like I told you guys in the letter I sent to you, I'm really, like, always inspired by how hard you guys work and how you guys still maintain, like, yourself spiritually, financially, health-wise. So these are my two friends who are gym rats at the same time. My friend, you lost over 10 kg, Busayo, right? No, how many kg did you lose?
50 pounds.
I lost 50-something pounds.
In kg, please.
I lost about
that's divided by two, about 25 kg. Jesus. Be serious.
I'm serious. I was 94.
And see, that's my hope. Only discipline can bring about that. Mm-hmm. And that's my... Ladi, how many pounds did you lose? Or you, I think...
It's 7 pounds to date. Like,
so that's about 17 kg, 18 kg.
Thereabouts.
Even my next life, I hardly doubt that.
You can
do it.
You can do that.
But it's okay. It's fine. It's all right. So I also want to thank you guys for deciding to actually come here, because there are people who I would reach out to. I want to share your story, and they're like, it's not everything about me. Everybody wants to know, but vulnerability is power. So I'm happy that you guys decided to do this. But in all my episodes, I always share how we met before we start, so that everyone knows, like, well, I didn't just pick you from the streets to bring you here. Nah. So I'll let you guys share your own version of the story, how you met me, before I share my own version. So Busayo, I'll start with you this time.
All right.
Please be audible. Thank you.
Okay, Tola and I were classmates in Covenant University. We both studied. We all studied chemical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were roommates.
In 100 level second semester. 100
level second semester. We were bunk mates.
Mm-hmm.
And people always thought
we're twins.
Yeah, people refer to us as twins.
Yeah, we look alike a lot.
Yes, we look alike. We look alike.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have similar body structures.
You've lost weight now, so...
Excuse you, did they ask you? Excuse me, did they ask... Wait, why are you showing off?
Oh my gosh!
It's not sure. It's the fact now.
Wow. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, Omolade. It's all right.
Good friends. She was like my closest friend.
Why is it was? Why is it in past tense, please?
Before
she's about to air our dirty laundry now. Oh my
god. I went for better looking friends.
Wow.
Okay, I'm joking.
You better be joking.
Yeah, we were really good.
You too, you left me, I went for smarter friends. Oh yeah. That's are we doing that? True. Are we doing that? Okay. Not like I'm not smart, a job, please, but...
No.
More serious friends.
No, I got more serious friends after you left me.
What? Wow. Please, okay, let's not do this here. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so for me, Tolu went to Graceland, and I had, in secondary school, I had this math camp that we went for, and you had, like, classmates that also went for the math camp.
Yeah, we're the best in math in Nigeria. Excuse me, Graceland International School for Record.
Let's not even...
Yeah.
Shout out to Louisville girls. We're actually the best.
Okay.
Shout out to Olasho International School girls. Oh my gosh.
Why is this one shouting? Okay.
Okay, so we had mutual friends from there, and then we met in first semester of 100 level chemical engineering, and then, oh, you have friends from Graceland, that kind of thing. And then we got talking, and I used to sleep in Tolu's room.
Yes. Shout out to Fade, Kende, Chinava.
Kende did not come early. So because they had like an extra
bed,
I was always there. Every
and I think, what was your matric number? Besides one was after mine. No, the last one. I was 64. 62.
You were 63.
Who was 63? I'm on level, Daniel.
I was...
Yeah.
Okay, Ajayi.
Seven or something that. But we were downstairs girls.
Shout out to downstairs girls and upstairs girls.
I didn't really vibe with downstairs girls in my first semester, so it was always like upstairs.
Sorry,
girls.
Inside joke, guys. Inside joke.
But I didn't vibe with them that much, so it was always I was always in Tolu's room, and that's how we met.
Definitely. And for me too, I still don't remember. I think I really jived like with the two of you, because I think we also had similar family backgrounds. Okay, although Omalade was Catholic and he also caused issues in our friendship sometimes. But gosh, 100 level, I was so obnoxious. I always used to have issues with my friends. But oh well, I can confidently. Why are you guys looking away, please? It's not true. Am I not a better person? Excuse you. Yes, thanks. To the glory of God, I'm so grateful that he has changed my personality. Yes, so I'm less correct, but to say the least, even when I saw you guys today, so I haven't said this, but if you guys followed my Instagram, so we're recording this today, 10th of July, so on my Instagram you see stories of how we finally met, and we're just meeting like for the first time after 2 years, but it doesn't feel different, because at least we always see each other on each other's status, Instagram, we're always responding, so it doesn't feel like any time has passed, and these were really close friends of mine since 100 level, and my day two was... Besaya taught me discipline. You know, anything she put her mind to do, she would always do it, even when we're roommates. And she was...
Besaya, why do you keep saying thank you?
As if... And Olade was this professor girl who would not come to class, but she would still be passing. She would not pass. She would not be like, I didn't even understand what this lecturer is saying. You know, even me, I'm going to fail. Lies! Lies! She would not come and be the best. She would be challenging lecturers in class, but... It's all good. And you can see how far both of them have come. Like, even Omalade owned this business where she used to formulate like hair cream, hair products, and I was such a believer in it, and I really respect them and all of that. So now let's dive into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, like, before we get to the struggle, so I'm in particular, I'm asking both of you. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. So I'm asking both of you to share your struggles, because out of all the friends I know who are in diaspora, I don't think they've had it as tough as both of you have had it. I don't know if it's because you guys are schooling in New York City, and I've only been here 1 week, and I already want to go back. Guys, if you just breathe, you will pay. If you breathe just 1 second, it feels like even your bank account will feel it in this New York, because everything is so expensive. It's so annoying. And I've only been here 1 week. Hi, God. But thank you guys for still coming out with me. You know, coming out collect money, and you guys were still ready to put down money, so I'm grateful. So before we get into the struggles per se, in air quotes, what was your application process like? Why did you choose to come to the U.S.? What brought you here right now? I know both of you are graduates too, so like, what brought, like, looking back, what brought you to the U.S.?
Okay, so I'll start. For me, I have family here. Like, I have like 5 different aunties and uncles here. I have cousins here. So from 300 level, it was a thing of, once you're done with your first degree, you're going to the US. So like my JAPA plans have been since I was in 300 level.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle bought me my first GRE textbook in 300 level. So I started reading for
you
GRE.
You see, Professor Ajayi? Uh-huh.
I started reading for GRE in 300 level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just knew that I was coming to the US. And no other country was even like...
On your radar.
I wasn't even planning any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was... At the end of my 400, I think we did IT in 400 level, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second semester. I started getting really confused about what I wanted to do. Because definitely you do chemical engineering, master's will be in chemical engineering or related. I actually wanted to do master's in petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
But I started my business in 400 level IT period.
Mm-hmm.
And everything just changed for me. Then I was also working in Chevron.
Sean, I won the first big giveaway. Abby?
Yes,
the first person, yes.
So I was working in Chevron at that point, petroleum engineering, and I already had the plan. In fact, I was like, once you're done, you're doing this, you're doing that.
But yeah, you did your IT Southwest with Chevron.
Mm-hmm. But during that period, I also like, okay, we have time. So that's when I started making my own hair products.
Mm.
And I got into cosmetics and I just loved it so much. And I'm like, no, I don't think I want to be a petroleum engineer. Even though I was excelling at it, I got like, at the end of my internship, I was like the best intern in my department.
Mm-hmm.
I was the only intern to go for like Bozia training.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like something that everybody goes for, but I did very well. Petroleum engineering was very good for me, but I just loved cosmetics. So I was thinking, how can I continue on this path?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to leave my business behind without doing anything for it. So I started searching for courses relating to cosmetics.
Mm.
And really, there was really nothing in the US. Most of the, maybe Germany, UK, and US is the only place I want to come to. So I had to start searching, like I started doing more.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how US.
What was your GRE score like? Do you want to share? I got TOEFL. No, she like,
GRE. Do I remember? What's GRE skill?
340. Maybe 170.
Yeah, it's 340. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 315.
Okay. I had 303. I think I've said this so many times on this podcast before. But it's all good. So
315 is not that high. People should stop hyping.
No. It's not compared to what we have. But the point is, even with 315, you can still get into school. Although I'm not encouraging mediocrity or not doing well or anything. But just it's just like hope. Like, so people don't feel... Yeah, 315 is actually... I mean, us that were studying, we weren't aiming for 320. At least last...
I was
like,
actually aiming for 325.
Of course you were. And your TOEFL, what did you get?
I didn't write TOEFL.
Oh, your school did not require it. Okay. And how many schools did you apply to in the US?
Manhattan College.
And you got in?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, Busaya, what was yours like?
Okay, so after final exams in May, I got home and my mom usually doesn't like seeing us idle. So she said, oh, so what is next? And I was like, I want to just sleep and eat food. And she said, no, I should start preparing for master's. So we went online and checked for some schools that
prepared. Was this before NYSC or after NYSC?
Before NYSC. Mm-hmm. Immediately we got home. I think that was May 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So I quickly got online. We checked for some schools. And then the next day we went there for registration.
What do you mean you went there?
BY Mafit, Ikeja. Yes, I went there to register. And I started my
shout out
journey.
To BY Mafit. Actually, shout all of us. We
actually I went to BY Mafit too.
So I started my GRE prep in June, and then I think in August I wrote the exam. I wrote GRE and TOEFL. GRE I had 300, and TOEFL I had 90/120. So after that, I was just dragging my feet, and my mom kept shouting, "Won't you apply for schools? Won't you do this? Won't you?" Like, she was the one pushing me, as if she was the one coming to read. So I joined the master's prep, and I think once in a while they were posting.
Shout out to master's prep. Yeah, shout out, yeah.
So once in a while they were posting schools that had application waivers.
Mm.
And one morning, I think I was just awake, and I just saw this school, Stevens Institute of Technology. So I already wrote out the best four schools in for petroleum engineering. I wrote out Texas A&M, Austin, and
UT Austin.
Colorado School of Mines, some other schools.
You were coming to study petroleum engineering, really?
I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was just I'm so sorry to ginger you. I was just there. So I just applied. Then I think I applied to another school, but my application was late, so I didn't get in. So I applied to Stevens Institute of Technology, and I knew that I didn't want to study chemical engineering because
you're here.
I really didn't have a passion for it, and my scores were not good in school. So I said, no, I'm going to do something different. And I think I developed a passion for environmental engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go for it. So I applied for chemical engineering and environmental engineering for...
Masters.
Yes, for my master's program. And I got into the environmental engineering.
How many schools did you apply to?
Just... Yes, Stevens and I think University of Texas. Oh, Texas A&M. What am I saying?
Which one? Texas A&M?
UT Austin.
UT Austin.
University of Texas Austin. Yes, yeah. That's one I have.
And by the way, Pearl has been on this podcast before, so you should check out her episode, Dropping Out of PhD. Yeah.
Yeah, so I spoke with Larry. Larry helps me with...
Shout out to Rizzo.
Yes, Larry helps me with my statement of purpose. And even before I submitted statement of purpose, they gave me the admission. Mm. So the day before I submitted, I got my admission.
Was it a conditional admission?
No. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No. So why did you still need to submit?
I need to
ask you the question.
I need to submit a statement of purpose since I got the admission.
Oh.
And because I was lazy, I just said, okay, I'm going for this. I didn't bother going. My mind was there. I think God, well, I felt the leading to just attend this school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not, I don't know, it seemed impossible then.
Mm.
But I decided that I was going to go there. My faith carried me.
Mm. My faith pushed me. Same here. Same here. Well, that's very interesting. So about your visa processes.
Hmm.
Yeah, Lade, I know you have a long story about it, but we'll try to summarize. Okay.
Let her go.
I still remember. Then. Did you have issues with your visa? Busa, every number Busa has was
so easy.
I remember when Busa told me that she's going. I said it's a lie, like joke, like already going. She did. Do you know what it is for you not to submit statement of purpose?
That
like, that's why most people don't apply to US because nobody wants to write that.
I applied October and then I got admission November. December, I went for interview. December, first week in December.
Oh, you even had an interview too? In the US?
No. Interview for visa interview.
Oh, and how was it?
It was good.
What they asked you?
Who was going to fund me? Why did I choose environmental engineering?
What did you say?
I shall give them one story.
Did they ask you the question, what do you plan to do after?
No, I don't think they asked me.
Did they ask you that, Omolade?
Yeah.
Okay, so see, so everything was...
Mine was quite easy.
Easy breezy for...
But I went to Abuja. I didn't do mine.
I think that's why. Abuja. I think Abuja...
Because I heard that they were going to...
They were more lenient.
Better, like,
yeah. I think they are more lenient in Abuja than
in Lagos.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so Omolade, what's your visa story? Like, so in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, my visa story was hard.
I still remember your Gokada story and everything. But okay, first of all, you're the first person I know who got a conditional visa, right?
So, yes, I did. I got a conditional
visa. So, you had to bring something to get something to visa. Yeah. So, what transpired? Like, why?
Initially, my school said that to give me admission in the first... After I submitted my application in April, they said that to even process my application, to even look through my application, I have to submit... As an international student, I have to submit financial documents showing that I have the full school fees. That's
proof of funds.
Proof of funds. And I'm like, you're not even giving me the opportunity to even get scholarship first.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you get like so? I had to like show proof of funds of 42,000. It was hard because we had to gather family funds.
Let me put it like that. But did you put it in one account? So I usually get these questions on Instagram too. Like if I don't have this, people like send me DMs and I really don't know what to say.
Two different accounts. So you can show up to, I think my school said you can show up to four different accounts, but the total sum of all the accounts
must
be equal to your school fees.
So does the money need to show that it has been coming in frequently? Or?
No. For my school, they said that they don't want to, you know, some schools will say that the total over 6 months should show that money has been coming. My school said the current available amount.
So you can put the money and take it out later.
No. You show like a year's this thing, then available at the moment must be equal to $42,000
altogether.
Altogether. So we used two different accounts.
So people, different family members contributed.
It was hard. But I think I got that in November. I submitted my application in April. Eventually, we were able to get money together by April.
By November.
By November. Mm-hmm. And then I submitted and I got the admission December, I think, 15th. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
December 15th, school was to resume January 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to, I had to process visa immediately. Mm-hmm. I had to even appeal for early dates because there was no date.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a letter to the embassy to appeal for early dates. I got that approved.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went for the visa interview. When I got there, because the admission came December 15th and the school had closed.
Mm-hmm.
So my I-20, the International Service Office was like, okay, we are closing. You need to
I was applying for assistantship and scholarships at that point. She was like, for now, we can't wait till you get admission or assistantship or scholarship. Just go and get your visa.
So what happened at the embassy?
So when I got to the embassy, they were like, okay, basic questions. Why are you going? Why are you choosing cosmetic engineering? So I told them how my business is related. So they're like, oh, you're coming back to run the business. And I'm like, yes, I plan to come back.
Lucky you. They actually instigated that.
Yes, because I had my CSC with me. The business documents.
So lucky you. Because that question is like, everyone dreads that question. Yeah.
So I had my CSC with me. Yes, I'm the CEO, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then they said, so how are you going to fund? Because from what we're seeing, it's $42,000 and everything. And this is just for 1 year. I was like,
and that's just tuition, not living expenses.
Yes. Hmm. And at this point, the day before, I got my letter of assistantship. Mm-hmm. So I showed them my letter of assistantship that, okay, I have funding. And they were like, how are you sure this is not forged?
Yeah, because it's not showing on your I-20. Yeah.
Like, if it is not forged, you have to go back to your school, tell them to put it on your I-20. And so we'll give you conditional visa if you're able to come back by this date with the I-20. So I went back, called my school, but school was shut down already for Christmas break.
What's that story that you had to take Gokada?
Wait now. Okay. So school was shut down already and they were to resume December 5th. I think offices, not school resuming, but like offices. So the international service, Debbie, she told me that they are resuming January 5th and she will send it, try to send it to me through Express this thing by January 7th or so. I eventually got it January 12th. Mm. And I had to write a letter to the Dean of Chemical Engineering Department here. Because if you don't come a month, I think you're supposed to come a month to your resumption. Mm-hmm. So I had to write a letter that you could please move my admission, my resumption back a little. They approved that.
Yeah, they moved mine too for me.
Yeah, they approved that. Then I got the stuff December 12th. So I told myself, I put my cousin works on the island and embassy is on the island, but I live on the mainland. Mm. So I put the address for delivery on the island. Mm. So immediately they deliver it, I'll go and submit it at the embassy. So that day around, that was December, January 12th, around, they called me around 2 that, oh, they just got, she called me that she just got it in her office and embassy was closing by 4. Mm. So I took Gokada.
Jesus.
From my house on the mainland, Akute area. I don't know. It was like a 1 hour bike ride on the mainland, on the Third Mainland Bridge, all the way. I got it and I submitted. I got there by 3:50 something.
Jesus.
I submitted it. Okay, that one went.
And you didn't get your visa on this, but they took your passport.
They took my, I knew I-20 and the document and my passport. Then my auntie told me that, oh, usually when they give you that kind of conditional thing, it takes up to 60 days to process.
Eh? I didn't be in school in London. How many weeks?
So when she told me that after I'd already done Gokada to go and submit it, I was like, wow, 60 days. And I went to check embassy, this thing, actually it was 60 days. Mm. I just went into my bathroom. I closed the door. Mm. And I just typed there's this song, Travis Green, You Make a Way. I just started crying in the bathroom, like I put water so that my parents are not here. I just put water. I was crying. I was like, God, you are going to make it. I don't know how you're going to do this.
Exactly.
60 days is going to come in.
Exactly.
I don't know how it's going to come.
You can lose the admission.
I can lose the admission. God, I don't know how this is going to come. Next morning after singing, I just went out. Everything was normal. My parents don't even know. I didn't even tell them about the 60 days.
Yeah.
Then the next day, I was just cleaning the house downstairs. I just got a call from the embassy that, oh, your visa has been approved.
Hallelujah.
You have to come and pick it before 11 a.m. And this was 9:02 or something like that. I remember because I was sweeping. I just called my mom at work. Now, mommy, if you come home and meet death, like, you should understand that. Just understand that I had to drop everything. So I just dropped it. I took bike again to embassy. When I even got to the, what they call that place? I don't even remember. When I got there, the guy was like, oh, are you Omolade Ajayi? For the security, I was like, yes. He was like, they're waiting for you. I'm like, wow, okay.
Was it on a Friday?
On a Friday.
Yeah,
you know,
they closed.
Like, they're waiting for you. I got there past 11, like 11:30. They actually waited for me. And I'll
thank God. Breaking protocols for his children. Yes. Hallelujah. Wow. Yeah, I remember that you shared this story and it was really deep. Wow. Yeah. Thanks for sharing again. So I know you guys graduated in May. And the truth is that all of us, even me that I'm not graduated yet, but you know how it is in the US where you start looking for jobs before you graduate and all that. So this recruiting process is a wondrous one. I mean, which English should I use to describe how stressful and annoying it can be? Apparently, both of them told me that they paid $500 for about for OPT. I thought the applying for OPT was just OPT is like something you need to be able to stay back in years for 1 year, like a work permit for STEM students. Is it just for STEM or everyone?
I think for everyone, but STEM you can extend. Yeah.
So I was just like, the struggle. All of us are struggling.
You pay for 10 for the main OPT. You pay for descending. You pay for your passport.
Don't know.
Don't be planning. I was actually planning $410. I got there. $65 to send express delivery.
Everything
was almost 500.
Too great in this place. Seriously. Now I know why people say they can't stay in New York, but that's by the way. I'm guessing it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. This OPT one is everywhere.
My goodness.
Fair enough. But the journey to that, I'm saying, like, all of us have struggles, but some people don't adjust more. So what has that process been like for you, like recruiting since both of you graduated? How has the way beside you just signed? how has looking? So another reason why I called the two of you here, I'm just telling my audience now, like, two of them are always like, they're always working. When we're trying to plan this outing for three of us to meet today, we have been on like 3 hour FaceTime calls, 2 hour calls, just trying to decide, because today they will say, Busa will be like, I'm working today, I can't take the day off today, I have to call them today. So why are you guys always working? Please,
because
can you explain that?
No.
See, don't make me feel stupid. I know that I also had two jobs in years, and because of people. Because when I came, the assistantship they were giving me was also enough, and my parents were willing to send me money. But when I said, I look at my friend Omolade, they are doing this. Look, I said, I'm going to take a second job, and that's how I got a second job in school, and I was still getting more money. The grading job was the main job, but then I now got another classroom assistant job. So that one was paying $14 per hour. So to me, it was a very good deal. So, but I want to know, like, why are you guys always working? Like, I know it's to make money, but really, yes, Busaya.
I got partial funding. Mm-hmm. So just 5K, not just, but it was 5K for 2 semesters. So, and my school fees was about $18,000 per semester.
Mm-hmm.
And 5K... Okay. Mm-hmm. So 5K out of 18 means I still need to pay $13,000. My parents tried to raise the money, but then they could not give me a monthly allowance. So I needed to work to take care of my bills.
Mm-hmm.
So
what are these bills?
Yeah, just phone bill, transport. Mm-hmm.
It's true, in America we don't pay. It's not pay as you go like it is in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. You have to buy a phone plan for 3 months, monthly $70 per month.
Yeah, something like that, $15 per month.
Hey,
I need to just be
independent.
I want to make my hair. I want to go out with my friends. Mm. I can't keep asking someone clothes. To give you. Exactly. I need to change my wardrobe once in a while. All these little things. At least you should. I don't know. I think the minimum I spent was like $200 or $300, or like the minimum I need per month is like $200 or $300.
Same with me, I'm not paying rent.
If I'm paying rent and I'm considering other things, then it should be like $1,000 or maybe $700, even more. Yeah, between $700 and $1,000. So I just needed to take care of my basic needs. That's why I got a job, a menial job too.
But with your admission, how much are they paying you as a graduate teaching assistant?
I wasn't
getting paid until this year, January.
She wasn't an assistant.
I wasn't any assistant. I was just a normal student.
What was the range?
They did not pay me anything, ma.
No, but you told me they were paying one
they
time.
This me, year. It's just January they started paying me.
Oh.
I didn't have a job for 1 year.
Oh, so do you want to share the kinds of other jobs we're doing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you.
So, I think I still got a period. I went to Indiana to build my family so I could avoid paying rent and other things. And I was there. They were trying to help me get one or two jobs, but that didn't work out because many businesses were closed due to the pandemic. And then I came back. My American mom tried helping me to get jobs with some people that she knew, that she knows. So she tried to help me get or things like that, just family jobs where it wouldn't be too stressful for me since I was in school. That didn't work out. And then my church member introduced me to someone that gave me a job that could take care of my little bills. So yeah, I was supporting working in the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did for some
how,
time.
Do you want to share how much you were earning, your hourly rate?
Paying me $10 per hour, that is not allowed because I think the minimum wage should be $13.
$13.50
for New York, I think.
So something like that. But
that's just so wrong.
The man was exploiting us because he knows that we need the job.
So, and you know, my friends, they will stand 10 hours.
Yeah, if you want, you stand for about 8 to 12 hours. It depends on which store you work.
And that is so wicked. And people might be thinking, oh, $100 a day is a lot of money.
No, it was a lot for me that time because I was doing this job to even raise part of my school fees.
Yes. Wow.
That was what pushed me. Not even taking care of my bills. I didn't need to. I mean, I get food at home. I don't need to change my clothes. Where am I going to? Mm. But I needed to pay part of my bill, my school fees. So that's why I went for the job. And a lot of people take these jobs. And with these jobs, they send money to their children at home. They pay for their children's school fees. So the job, it helps. If you are really ready to work, if you are ready to put in the time and effort, it makes sense. It's just that you need to work. Some people work. You'll be wondering. They work like 60. I think the other time I worked for 50 hours that week, in 1 week. 60 hours. And I was still in school.
Do they pay double on Christmas day?
No, they don't pay any double. They pay the regular amount. But Christmas period, I said, no, I'm not working. I'm not in school. So
But I
grabbed all the shifts I could get.
But then, aside that, how has applying for professional jobs been as well?
Oh, it's been really stressful and demoralizing. I've had many days of crying and feeling.
Yeah, she does the right word, demoralizing, like,
Oh, I mean, I get pressure from family members saying, oh, have you gotten a job? I hope they will not kick you out of US very soon, blah, blah, blah.
So, wait, you can get your OPT without having a job?
Oh, yes, you can get your OPT card without having a job.
But you need to get a job within 1 year.
Within 3 months after you get your OPT card to be in status.
Okay.
So, if I get my card today, which is July 10th, I need to get my job. I need to get a job before
October 10th
if I want to be in status. So that pressure has also been there.
So it's better you get it before you apply for the OPT.
Yes, but you
better you get a job before you apply for
the
OPT.
You can't wait because there's a
queue.
Limited time. You must apply for OPT, I think, 90 two days. Months after 90, graduation. Isn't it
90 days to your graduation date?
Yeah, 90 days to your graduation.
How long does it take to process?
But the deadline to apply is 60 days after graduation.
60 days after graduation, yes.
Interesting.
So you can't apply after... I graduated May 27th. I could not apply after July 27th.
Interesting.
So I applied. And then it's better to just get it in good time because it takes 3 months to process. Like now, I'm in a tight corner because I applied late thinking I won't get a job early, but my supervisor that I worked with was willing to keep me even after graduation. Now I'm not working, I'm not being paid, and I have the opportunity to work because I didn't apply early.
I see.
So if I applied like March, I would have gotten my card by like June or maybe May, and I would have started working. But I'm just here sitting at home because I didn't apply early.
But are you going to go back to that job?
Yes, once my OPT, I'm hoping it comes out this month so I can go back to
that's a testimony then.
Yes, it is.
I'm happy for you.
Because, but I mean, the man said...
And how much will they be paying you?
Oh, I don't know how much they'll pay me, but it should be, I don't know.
A range.
Between 2K and
4K. Okay. I will send my list. I will send my list. Please, miss, I want to YSL perfume, but I want to be smelling like you.
Between maybe like 3K.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Sen. Omolade. Now, if you guys had heard me talk about when I was saying that I had a babysitting job and all that, I remember even like hustling the job and then the family now turned me down. Maybe it's because I asked them, how much do they charge? So, me, I'm going to tell the man the price. So, I don't know if he was afraid. They now told me they won't be needing anyone again during the weekend. So, I just left it.
Yeah, but some of them cannot afford.
Yeah.
Some can
but
afford,
why can't you?
But they want to take advantage of Nigerians.
But why can't you price it? Why can't you say, okay, no, $17?
I got a job, a babysitting job, and then I think I said I wanted to be paid $450. She said, we don't need you anymore. I said, thank you to you too. I'm reading my books. I'm taking care of two little children.
Exactly.
And you want to pay me $250 or what? No. And then it was not living, so I would have gone every day.
Transport. At least, that's my point. Like, if you can't afford $450, like, give me what you can afford. Let's, like, negotiate and come to find a middle ground.
Yeah, I think I was doing Shakara, though, for mine. I said, no, I'm not taking it now. Because I was trying to raise school fees then.
Okay.
And I needed to raise $12,000.
Okay, so for you, Omolade, like, what has been your recruiting process? What has your recruiting process been like?
Okay, so I officially did the ceremony for my graduation in May, but I'm officially not graduated yet because my graduation date is September 1st. But because I have just one more course to do, well, not one, like my research to do. I'm not done with my research and everything. I need to take a course. So I had to join the graduation in May, but I have to finish my research before I'll get my certificate and all. So my OPT actually starts after September. I can't start a professional job after September. So I've not exactly actively been applying and like going for interviews and everything because I'm currently working as a research assistant.
And you're applying for PhD, right?
Yes, and I'm applying for PhD. Apart from that, I even need to... I just applied for OPT, not like last week. So my supervisor advised that I wait till end of July because most of like the cosmetic industry, most jobs, when you go for an interview, basically you apply for a job, in a month, usually you have to be ready to start the job. So if my start date is September, I can't start applying from now. And most of my friends also like that finished from the cosmetic engineering program, most of them applied. I have like two friends that applied in December, got a job in January. One applied like mid-December. She started her job January.
What kind of companies do cosmetic engineers work in? Like L'Oreal, Sephora?
But also because of like international students, there are some companies that are e-verified. There are some companies that are not e-verified. Some that are even e-verified would not want to sponsor.
Do you want to share me enough e-verify? Like companies that can sponsor people, right?
Yes, basically like basically, can like sponsor your stay after your OPT. I think also H1B and all. I think because of the pandemic, a lot of companies that are even e-verified are opting out from, no, we don't want to sponsor. Because my friend told me that she applied to some companies that they even reached out to her on LinkedIn. And then after she applied, they're like, oh, sorry, at the moment, we are not sponsoring anyone, so we can't take you.
Why can't you still take me and then after I try to get another?
Exactly.
Because some people tell you, oh, we don't want to.
Actually, so I also heard, so in
they
my.
I think they are mandated.
Job security. Because in my current summer internship too, they can't fire me. Like if you fire someone, you have to pay for. I think it's called unemployment taxes. So you have to pay.
So they are mandated to sponsor you unless they fire you for a reason that is like on your. If you are good at your job and everything, they can't just randomly say
you can leave you should leave. Kind of
So, and I think they are mandated to sponsor. I'm not sure, but I think they are mandated to sponsor you
if they hire
So like after your OPT, they are mandated to sponsor you.
Interesting.
So,
but aside, okay, I know like professional jobs might not be in view now since we're still and you're still doing your research, but the jobs you did to keep yourself. What kind of jobs were they?
I think me.
And why were you always busy? Or why are you still always busy and always working?
So I was a graduate assistant, meaning I was TAing courses, teaching assistant, right? So I was like assisting three different courses like every semester.
What courses? You remember the names?
CHML, 311, all those kind of things. Fluid mechanics, like undergrad courses.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to do research personally. I came to the US to do research for my business. I can't say, okay, because I'm a TA, I could decide that I don't want to do research and just do my TA job, do my normal school work and stay in my house. But I had to do research and research takes time.
How much were you being paid as a TA?
As a TA, I was being paid $15 per hour. But that was like, you know, after taxes and everything. And I was only working 20 hours.
A week.
A week. But I'm living in New York.
Exactly.
So my rent, when I first got here, my rent was the first place I stayed before the pandemic. That was literally nothing, 400 and something. But when I came back after the pandemic, where I stayed was 800. No. 650 before lights and electricity and Wi-Fi. Electricity, heat and Wi-Fi. So everything was about 850 at the end.
But you stay in Manhattan.
Yes.
But well, that's actually like, in Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
So Riverdale is like the...
Do you watch the series Riverdale? Is it real?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
Riverdale is where you my are, teen, right? Where you're sitting right now.
Really? Oh, my teen sister watches is a show called Riverdale, by the way.
So this is Riverdale is really expensive. And I can't stay because I was also doing research, TA plus my schoolwork. I can't stay so far from school because commuting would put a lot of, like, take too many. So I was staying 20 minutes, just 20 minutes walk from school. And that was 8.50, like.
A month.
So I'm being paid about 600 bi-weekly. That's one, two. So by the time I pay 800 out of that.
It's mainly 400.
It's mainly 400. And I'll eat.
And you that used to eat all this fancy food, quinoa, and all those things, sure, your startup, all those, your healthy food.
Yes, because I'm trying to, like, eat healthy and everything. Mm. So my feeding in a month was averagely 200 to 250.
So how were you making up for that?
So I did the same job Busayo did.
Mm-hmm.
We were working in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also took a nanny job.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for...
How much are they paying?
She was paying me initially when I started working with her $250 per week.
Wow. Okay, I remember being in awe of that.
How they slashed it.
But that's like extra $1,000, like standard.
Yeah.
Week.
Mm.
But my gosh.
But what's the work in relation to
the security job and the
money. No, not even that. Like the work as a nanny. Like, do you feel the money was worth the work?
In all honesty, I don't think so.
But you just one child you were taking care of, right?
Considering the fact that I'm a student and I was commuting.
But you thought you were living with them.
Yeah, living with them.
The free rent.
Yeah, considering the free rent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're talking about the stress to do, I'm talking about the.
Like, how stressful was the nanny job? And what did you have
the
to do?
The job was... Okay, so I had to help the boy with his schoolwork.
Did you bathe him in morning and
yeah,
at
some
night?
Morning. Some morning.
Did you cook for him?
Yes, I did.
Hmm.
But the problem was, being a student and being a nanny is not... Doesn't... It's
yeah.
very
It's
difficult.
A full-time job,
It's
actually.
A full-time job.
Mm, taking care of children, yeah.
It's a full-time job. You can't exactly... So for me, it's not like the money wasn't enough. It wasn't more about the money. I'm here to school.
Yeah.
My time wasn't... It wasn't sensible.
But you still had to do it.
I had to do it.
Mm.
And then I had to do research.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do TA.
Yeah.
So, I know research is not like... Lab work is not something that you just say, oh, it's timed.
Mm.
You can be running an experiment and then something happens and you have to run extra hours. Sometimes you have to sleep overnight in the lab if you have, like, work to do. I couldn't do all that because I have to pick this boy by 3.
Mm.
So, I have to leave my school if I'm doing research or anything or TA. I have to leave school latest by 2 to pick him by 3.
Mm.
Which my meant goodness. That, and I have to drop him.
And they were paying you for it, so you can't call her back and be like, sorry, ma, I can't pick your son today. Oh, God, that was so weird.
And some, like, in the mornings, I have to drop him also in school by 8. So I get to school, like, 9:30, and I have to leave by 2. And I was staying. Where's the time to read my own books? Where's the time to... So it wasn't exactly sensible.
Mm. Yeah. But you needed the money.
Sense. It didn't make sense.
But how were you...
The other jobs still made money. But because we were looking for a free
place to stay.
That was why she took that.
That was why.
But how were you... But during the weekend, you were also working too. You still work during the weekend.
During the weekend, so she was taking the boy to party.
During the weekend.
Yes,
I would either have to...
And you shall get free food. But who will pay for the transport to the party?
Sometimes she will give us money. Sometimes she actually used to give us money for all those kind of things. Sometimes she will order Uber to pick us.
So did she allow you to eat in her house?
Yes,
but I used to cook. It's not like...
And she was a Nigerian, right?
She was a Nigerian.
She is.
Okay. Oh, she is a Nigerian.
So I was eating there. Like, a lot of times they would cook for me. I know. So it wasn't even a problem. But I was also buying my own food because of my weight loss journey. So I couldn't exactly, there's some things that I couldn't, like, take the type of milk they're taking or, like, little things. I have to buy my own fruits, buy my own. Yeah, so.
Wow. Okay, so we're almost at an hour. So I think maybe we should put this as part one. Because in next part that we're going to record, I want us to talk about your love lives. Both of you found love in America. Okay, Busaya found love in America, but Omalade came here engaged. So I want to know how you know to manage that relationship.
Please, I want to share my assistantship journey. How I
did. Yeah, yeah, I know. Yes. Yeah, so okay, we'll do that for part two. And I also want to talk about your mental health.
About medical academic stuff.
So we should still talk about that now. Okay, that's fine. But I also want to talk about your mental health too. How you guys are able to still stay strong with all of this work and all that. But I think we need to end this episode here. We'll start with the assistant on the next episode.
I want to say it now.
Oh my God, what is getting embarrassing like this? Okay. Let's be fast. Guys, I'm trying to cut this, but yeah. So Busi, okay. What was your assistantship journey?
Testament that's I want to share to encourage people.
Mm-hmm.
So I started.
This is for part two. Yes, I would. Please, let's give this for. So, guys, please. No, this is your weight. Oh my goodness, guys, I'm so sorry. I gave you a disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast that they can be like this. So please watch out for part two and make sure you download, listen, like, subscribe, share. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in the next part.
Bye.
Bye.